You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Peter Strohkorb, the CEO at Peter Strohkorb Consulting International, that advises B2B reps and organizations to sell more by focusing on their customers. And I'd say that's some great advice. Again, Peter, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Very nice to be here, and it's a pleasure to hear you again.
You bet, and always great to have you with us. You offer great advice and tips, and we can't thank you enough. So for starters today, what prompted you to become active in customer centricity and customer-centric selling?
Well, the thing that I really picked up on is how many sales organizations are still fascinated with their own products and their own services. When they reach out to introduce themselves to a new prospect or client, they talk about themselves first, and how fantastic are we, and we've got this many employees, and we're this many countries, and we're this big, and we're this important, and we have these products, and we have these logos. But what I've discovered is that executives, and particularly decision makers, are so time poor that they are not really interested in who you are and what you do until they understand what you can do for them. So really, if you want to make an early impact and create that bit of interest and maybe perhaps even intrigue in a customer or a buyer's mind, you really need to start with what's in it for them. And I also joke that, well, a half joke, that if you go to your About Us page and it is really just about you and not about what we do for our customers, then you're going down the wrong path.
Now, Mr. Strohkorb, is there a difference between customer focus, customer centricity, and customer experience? Get into those differences, assuming that there are.
Absolutely. There's a big difference, and lots of people get that confused, but let me sort it out for you. If we as an organization, you know, Jeff Bezos from Amazon says, everything we do with the customer in mind. That mindset is customer centricity. That means the whole organization is centered around the benefit to the customer, you know, whether it's sales or marketing or service delivery or finance, we're all focusing on the customer and have their best interest at heart. That's customer centricity. From that, the staff will then have a focus on the customer, particularly the frontline staff like your sales teams and your marketing teams and your service delivery teams will have a customer focus. And from that customer centricity leads to customer focus. And those two then lead to a superior and pleasant customer experience. So looking at the organization from the outside in, the customer will have a much nicer experience of the organization if the organization is customer-centric.
And a good breakdown in those regards. Now, what is the main thing to consider when a sales rep tries to establish contact with a buyer for the first time?
Well, don't make it about yourself. You know, in the first instance, you want to convey the message to the buyer, what's in it for them, why they should spend time with you, why they should listen to to what you have, and you need to make that contact pretty much first off. So sales reps tell me that 10 years ago, they could still apply spin selling and ask 20 questions before they then presented a solution. Those days are well and truly finished. Buyers these days expect us to have the answer already and have something to contribute when we meet the buyer. So we need to have done our homework first, and we need to be able to succinctly convey what's in it for the buyer in talking to us. And so the thing that sales reps should really keep in mind is that message needs to come first. Then when the buyer says, "Oh, that sounds really interesting, tell me more," or "How would it apply to my organization?" or, you know, "How does it work?" then they have inadvertently given you their permission to sell to them, and then you can pull out all the information that you have about the organization and say, how big you are, how many employees you have, what products you have, what methods you follow. And then the next step the customer wants to know if they're still interested, they want to know, where have you done this before? So I'm not a guinea pig. I'm not an experiment. Whatever you're offering is proven and is safe for me to use in my organization as well. So, Eric, the three steps are create intrigue and interest in the buyer's mind first off. Then once they've given you permission to sell, talk about how you do things, and then reassure them that they're not a guinea pig or not a lab rat, not an experiment, by saying, we have done it with these other organizations that look like you before, and so therefore you're in safe hands with us.
Today, once again, we are visiting with Mr. Peter Strokorb, the CEO at Peter Strokorb Consulting International, that advises B2B reps and organizations to sell more by focusing on their customers, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So continuing on, how can sales reps help buyers to buy?
Well, this is really the trick. We send sales reps out to sell. I say it again, we send sales reps out to sell. But buyers these days don't really want to be sold to. And a lot of sellers don't really like selling either. They just end up bugging the customer and making it a numbers game. But if you're smart, then you actually turn it around and you turn it into a scenario where the seller is helping the buyer to make an informed decision on what to buy, but what to buy from us, right? So there's a small distinction there. We're helping them to buy, but of course, we're helping them to buy from us and not anybody else. So the distinction is that if a sales rep is not focused on quickly, how can I make the sale, but on focused on how can I help this buyer to buy from me, that changes the entire mindset and makes it a much more pleasant experience and a more productive experience as well for both parties.
Really some great tips and information here today. We can't thank you enough. And if you're in business, you're in sales in one way or in one aspect or another. So this is certainly helpful for everyone that's tuning in. Where can people find out more about your program, Mr. Strokorb?
I would recommend that people go to my website, peterstrokorb.com, and you might try the /online learning. So peterstrokorb.com is the website.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Strokorb, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated. All the best, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Eric. It was a pleasure being with you yet again.
It's always good. We've been speaking with Peter Strokorb, the CEO at Peter Strokorb Consulting International, that advises B2B reps and organizations to sell more by focusing on their customers. And for further details, simply visit peterstrokorb.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.